The Sean Green Show. Sean covers all things entertainment.
Movies, books, news, concerts, television, video games.
The entertainment guru. Sean covers it all. This is the Sean Green Show podcast. The Sean Green Show podcast on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.
Oh, you know I gotta get a little Jay-Z in there. Hey guys, welcome to the Sean Green Show. I'm Sean Green. I want to thank everybody out there that's listening. Make sure you guys check out SeanGreenShow.com. Yes, that is SeanGreenShow.com. Hey, also check me out on WGNPlus.com. You can find all the latest interviews, podcasts, all that good stuff on WGNPlus.com. For those of y'all that just in a sense really started like following me on Instagram and the Facebook and Twitter and all that stuff, right? You guys know that every year around January, normally around the third week of January, I go down to Las Vegas and I go down to the AVN Expo / AVN Awards, right? Now, there's one gentleman that I met. I want to say it's probably my second, maybe third year of me going. And we kind of, you know, he's from Chicago and he's actually in the business. He's an actor in the porn industry. And, you know, I met a lot of porn actresses and actors, and they're all pretty down to earth. But this brother right here, he's been, you know what I'm saying? He's been like, we've been like brothers almost. Every time we go down there, it's like it's always a good time to be had. And I will say, like this year, this January that just passed, you know, like it was like a full blown experience. So I'm gonna bring him in on the super celebrity hotline right now, Don Black. He's here right here in the flesh. Well, we got him on the phone anyway. But what's going on, brother?
What's happening, man? I'm good, man. How are you?
Oh, man, I'm doing great, man. So, all right. So, I'm telling people about this experience that we had, you know, out there in Las Vegas, and you were showing me kind of like the ins and outs of the business and how everything is ran out there. And
yeah.
It was an eye-opening experience for me because, you know, nobody's – out of all the years I've been there, I never really got a chance to, like, really go behind the scenes on what really happens in the actual shoot. And like I said, it was just a lot of things that I just didn't know about that I know now. But you know, but I mean first of all, tell everybody like how you get into it. Just how did you like just say, okay, this is what I want to do? Because every guy has that fantasy of, hey, I want to get into porn because I want to, you know, I want to fuck girls. You know what I'm saying? That's all they want to do.
There you go right there, man. That's basically how it starts. You know, most guys that end up in the industry, they see all the hot girls. They like, man, I could do it like that and all of that. So, you know, that's the same thing. Who hasn't watched porn? I mean, I'm an old head, so I started watching porn when I had to go in and sneak in and try to decipher the squiggly lines on the cable.
Oh yeah, yeah.
Ever since then, you know, and what I did was I just decided, you know, I'm gonna do the research, because if you follow any of the girls on Twitter or Instagram, whatever, you know, you see they get mad, frustrated because guys always asking them, "Hey, can you help me get in? How do I get in?" The girls don't know because it's not the same way. Guys can't get in the same way girls get in.
Okay, so, you know, take me through that. Take me through that whole process. I mean, you did all the research. Now, for the guys that's listening to the show, and they want to get into it, is this something that's going to cost you a little money, or is it something that you just have to have the bravado to get out in front of a camera and do?
I mean, real talk, it can work either way. The easiest way is to have, you know, you got to invest in yourself. That's the easiest way for any guy to get in the industry. Anybody tell you different than that, they lying to you. most of the dudes that's got in has either had somebody bring them in, like the big names. The big name guys usually had somebody that saw them get down, or they hooked up with a girl before, and she was like, man, let me introduce you to somebody. And if you can't perform on camera when them lights come on, with all them people around watching you, and it's hot because they can't turn on the air conditioning, if you can't get it up, you done. You know what I'm saying? But now, if you invest in yourself, you go and you find out all the laws and make sure that you get compliant with all of that. You start working and putting your own stuff together, which now, because the internet is so big, it's easier to do that. Then you start networking and you can build your own. And that's the way I went. I knew I wasn't going to be able to go the other way. I just, because I don't get along with everybody. I don't like being put in a situation that I don't have some kind of control over. So I knew right off I needed to do my own. And when I started going into it and finding out all the ins and outs, and I started piecing my stuff together, then people started taking notice and was like, man, I like what you're doing. Hey, we need to work together. And now, you know, I'm in a position where I'm with a strong team. I'm about to come out on a DVD now. July 4th is being released by Tropical Lust Productions.
Right, right. It's called Giving Zero Fucks. So let me ask you about that that DVD, by the way. Okay, most you know, I me and you, we both came like from the old school porn where things were scripted. And it almost looked like a full feature film, you know, and then you had like the 80s porn where it really wasn't, it was halfway scripted. Maybe it was a piece of guy ringing the doorbell. The next thing you know, they fucking, and then you got into like the late 80s and 90s where it was just straight fucking. So with Giving Zero Fucks, is it, a mixture of both? Is it just, you know, straight to the point?
No, man, you know, it's a mixture because you got different, your fans got different tastes, you know. So what we do is what we call, you have on occasion, you have what we call the pickups. It's basically how you get to from two people sitting there talking about whatever to then to get to the sex, you know. And generally on that DVD, it's a little bit of both on there because we ended up having an impromptu orgy scene with another new young lady that happened to find me, and I brought her in and was like, no, she's way too cold. She's way too freaky. We gotta do it big. And then they was like, yes, let's do all of this stuff. And there's like a real hot orgy scene where it's three guys, two girls, and it's just all kind of madness going on in that scene.
Yeah, and see, that was one of the things that I kind of like about, like, just how you vibe just in that whole world when you had me under your wing, and we were just going to different booths, and you knew, like, we went to Nina Kaye's booth, and it was like, lost friends. And I'm looking like, that's Nina fucking Kaye. What the fuck you mean?
But the crazy thing is, I had only met her like maybe 2-3 times before that. But like when I did meet her, we shot together and we just got along so well. Me and her just been cool ever since.
Nah, yeah. So, all right. Speaking of all these conventions and stuff, right? And you are down at AVN. Are you in the process of possibly getting like the booth and actually doing it bigger? Are you still gonna just keep shooting and at some point say, you know, I need to get a booth so people can know who I am?
Man, you know, for real, to be completely honest with you, if you pay attention when you go to any of the conventions, you rarely see guys having a booth. Because, I mean, we get our fan following and whatnot, but all in all, most of the people ain't coming to see us. Now, I'm putting myself in a position because I've partnered up with Richard Mann, and me and him are working on some things now to where we start putting some other people out. And that's when you'll see me with the booth. When I have several other industry people working with me, working with our company, and then I'll get a booth. But until then, you're going to see me bouncing around because I like to be able to come and go so I can go shoot some scenes in between.
Yeah, because that's something I know that you enjoy doing. It's like every time, it's like whenever I like link up with you and we're face to face, you like, man, you got something going. You always got something brewing. And I'm going to call you the James Brown of porn. Because you are, I mean, you like the hardest working man in porn, because I've never seen, like, I've seen like the big stars or whatever, and I don't know how their hustle is because I'm not really up under them like that, but your hustle is real. So I see,
dude, I'm grinding, man.
Right, I see how much work you putting into it, and like I said, with the internet and with it being so big and so many mediums to actually access content now, that you have to be out there. And exactly. it brings me to my next question too, about the internet. And I know the given Zero Fucks is a DVD, is there alternative ways to actually watch it, as far as like, can they download it like pay for a download?
So Tropical Lust, that's one that Kendra Lynn is under. And she was actually the main one that was that DVD is focused on. So what happens when it goes to DVD, because of the internet and everything, you might have a DVD that you can go and purchase at the store, but we also have streaming methods so people can go and just download the whole DVD and they don't have to worry about going and getting the tangible disc in their hands. And then you can also, once the DVD goes out, you'll be able to purchase per scene if you wanted to as well. So those things are always available. Whenever we put anything out, it's going to be available all different ways because we got to hit everybody.
Yeah. So, all right. So, I mean, you're from Chicago. You're a local guy. Like, how big is the scene in the Midwest? Is it more, catch yourself doing more outside of Chicago, or are you working more in Chicago?
I mean, primarily I end up working outside of Chicago. There's a few other small producers around the area, you know, that, you know, stay on the lower end of things. And, you have different companies that are here. I know about four or five more other producers that are in the general area. But for the most part, I end up traveling to go connect with some of the bigger names that don't come to Chicago, you know, and try to connect and network there. And that's where I've been picking up. Like this year, I've been so many places. I've been to Greece twice. I went to California. I went to Dallas. I'm going down to Florida next month. I'm going to be down there for like a couple of weeks because they got the Exotica Miami going on too. So I'm shooting wherever, you know, everybody is at.
Well, this is one thing that I definitely got to do with you, especially when you go down to Florida. If you do a shoot, man, I need to know that, because what I want to do, I want to, like, I know it's phone, but it's all theater of the mind. And what I want to, like, treat my listeners to is something, not necessarily like fucking on the phone. That's not what I'm trying to get at. But, you know, like, in the middle of production, and you, let's say you have like a Nina Kaye or somebody like that, and everybody's in that room or whatever, I'll talk to everybody there. You know how I am. I'll talk my tail off. Don't get a few drinks in me. I'll talk. You know how I get when I got a couple drinks in me. But you know, I want to talk to you on location, because you know, man, like I say, you like the James Brown of porn. So I definitely gotta talk to you while you out there.
Man, I got you, because Miami, man, Miami's going to be mad crazy. You know, I'm working with Richard Mann, Pussy Bandit, Don Prince, John Long, and Max Hardcore, and one other cat, I think, can't remember his name off the top of my head, but we got some bad chicks coming in. We supposed to be shooting like all like straight orgy scenes, orgies and gangbangs all weekend. So I'll definitely hit you up so you can catch some of the shenanigans, because it's gonna be madness.
Oh man, that's what it's about. Hey, it's Lord Black the Dom. Hey, if you want to check him out on Instagram and you want to check out all the little naughtiness that goes on, you know, behind the scenes, he's always taking pictures. He's always promoting, and he's always traveling. So for those of you guys that's not in Chicago, And you're into what we're into, I mean, he may be in your town. So make sure you guys check it out. It's at Lord Black the Dom. You can check that out. The name of the DVD is Giving Zero Fucks by Tropical Lust Productions. It's going to be out July 4th. It's going to be on DVD. You can download it, but you got to pay. You got to pay that money. You know what I'm saying? They got to get paid. So
Yeah. Only way we can put it together.
All right, man. Lord Black the Dom. The legend, living legend, it's getting there. I want to be there when you get there, man.
I appreciate you, man.
All right, we'll be back right after this.
Thanks for listening to The Sean Green Show, the entertainment guru. You can friend him on Facebook, Sean Green Show Media, or follow him on Twitter, at Sean Green Show. The Sean Green Show on WGN Plus and SeanGreenShow.com.